So Rob, who is our kind of mobile guy here at Headscape, knows all things mobile, has just written a talk outline where he talks about context and the importance of context in the process of dealing with mobile applications. And it is true, it's a big thing these days that, you know, no longer do we just have to worry about browsers and screen resolutions and stuff like that. We've also got to worry about how people are accessing our designs, whether that's on a mobile device or a TV screen or a laptop or a netbook or an iPad, and the list goes on and on. Now, the physical environment in which we operate is becoming increasingly an important part of UX design. Hell, people can even access the internet from fridges these days. It's getting that ridiculous. And so in the UX process, context is becoming really important. Web design is not just about building websites. It's also about providing content and functionality to the user within the context that they're currently accessing that service. But it throws up some interesting issues, doesn't it? What makes up user context? What impact this context has on how users access online content? And also, how the hell do you know what a user's context is in the first place? And then even once you've got all of that knowledge, what do you do with it? Does it mean you build an app or a mobile website or a mobile web application? It's just all so confusing. It is a very complex area, but it is one that we need to start thinking about. And so I would really encourage you to start thinking about this whole area of user context and perhaps doing some investigations into what context users are accessing your site. What's their home environment like? Have you got a lot of people accessing the web via their mobile devices when they're out and about? And the only way you can find out these things is ask and talk to your users and maybe even experience their environment. Probably the most interesting user test session, and I don't know whether I mentioned this on the audio boo before or not, but one of the most interesting test sessions I ever did was when I was testing a group of elderly and disabled people. So we couldn't get them into a usability lab like you do normally. We had to go to their house. And when we went to their house, it suddenly threw up all kinds of problems that you wouldn't get in a normal test environment. For example, I vividly remember asking one lady to access her shopping basket on this particular website. Unfortunately, the shopping basket was covered up with a post-it note that she'd stuck to her screen. So that's an example of context, a ridiculous example, but it is one nonetheless. Another example that springs to mind is another lady that I was testing with that had so much clutter on her desk when she was accessing the web that she hardly had room to move her mouse about. Now, you might ask yourself, what can we do about that? Really, those kinds of things are beyond our control. However, it gives you a feeling and a sense of who your users are and how they're interacting with the web, and that will inform your design decisions. In the same way as knowing that a user is going to be accessing the web via a mobile device, maybe on a poor internet connection or on a train or wherever else, all these things inform UX design, and you need to be thinking about them. Admittedly, I don't have any solid answers for you. But the reality is the web design is changing and it is becoming more complex, and we do need to start adjusting to it. It'd be interesting to hear what you think about ways of adjusting and tracking user context. Like I say, I don't have all the answers, but maybe you have some thoughts that you want to share in the comments. Thanks. Bye.